This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back to BetQL right here on the BetQLU on the BetQL network. We have a huge slate of games this weekend, all of course lines courtesy of KenPom projections, but we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 top 10 matchups and a slew of other really good games as well to boot. Let's just kind of work our way down the top 10 games, RJ, to start. Houston on the road at Kansas. KenPom has this projected -5. I would be surprised if that is what the actual number is, RJ. I just feel like that's going to be too many. And I think you're going to see some Kansas money immediately if that is what the number is. What do you think about Houston, though? I mean, they went on the road. They just beat Texas on the road. They're a tough-ass team, as usual.
Mm-hmm. They are. Texas can they could blow a game, and they could beat good teams. I mean, they've got some quality wins this year. Texas beat, you know, Baylor and Oklahoma back-to-back. Those are good teams. But and they had Houston on the ropes. They had them on the ropes. They didn't match their energy, especially the first half of that game. They did not match the energy
first
Houston
half,
had.
Brutal, yeah.
Yeah, second half, they were tremendous, and then they blew it. There was a – I mean, they were ready to run them out of the building, and there was a stretch in the middle of that one. It took maybe 45 seconds, and Houston went on like an 8-0 run, and it was like, okay, here we go. But I think Houston's very, very good. Are they 5 better than Kansas on the road? I don't know, man. I'm not taking – I would probably take Kansas as a home dog 5 points just about any time.
I don't think you're going to get 5, though. I just don't think you're going to get that. And if that's what it opens at, I will be on Kansas. All respect to Houston. I mean, I just think that, you know, you're giving me 2-plus possessions with Kansas at home. I mean, Kansas is still a good team. Maybe they're not as good as we thought they were to start the season, but they're still a damn good team with, you know, elite point guard play and some guys who can really fill it up. So, also, let's see what it has with Kevin McCullough as well. Need to monitor that situation. All right, moving on down the list. Duke coming off of a big win on the road at Virginia Tech, a decisive win at Virginia Tech. Now going on the road to North Carolina, where KenPom projects North Carolina as a 6-point favorite. Can you back the home favorite after a letdown, RJ, at Georgia Tech?
Man, I thought that was a classic look-ahead kind of game, that Georgia Tech game, little trap game on the road. I would probably lean Duke in the points, but I think Carolina's going to win the game. But I don't know, man. I don't trust them. I don't trust Carolina enough to cover. You know, they could – This looks like a backdoor cover to me. It's one of those games that Carolina's up like 8 or 11 most of the second half or the second half of the second half. And then Duke will get a basket or something and cover this thing on the backside.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, Quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I think it's – I'm fine with it. I'm fine with paying six if that's what it is. But I will – I am not high on Duke. I think Duke is really reliant on Filipowski pretty much to do everything for them. And their guard play is kind of hit or miss for me, you know. Like, I'm just not sold on them. So I like North Carolina in this spot coming off the L, and I will lay the points – six probably my outer range, but I think this is one they get done at the house. All right, Tennessee on the road at Kentucky, top 10 matchup here. Projected Tennessee as a road favorite minus two. Can we interest you, RJ, in laying the two for Tennessee?
Look, I think if they're going to win the game, they'll win by two or more. That's a low number, right? So that's one of those things that whoever you think is going
to
win.
It's going to be hard to win by anything other than that, just based on on basketball, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, so if you think Tennessee's going to win, they're a better team, then you take the two. I might be more apt to take the under 158. Uh-huh. Than I am the actual points. I mean, Tennessee's defense is still really, really good. Really, really good. And their offense is solid. But like we've said, they could put up a stinker on you. I think I'd be more up to take the under than anything on the point total, because I could see either team winning. I could see Tennessee going in there and winning that game.
Right.
I could see Kentucky running them out of the gym. I really could. I mean, Kentucky could get on a downhill spurt. I think the under is what hits.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. I think if you're giving me two with Kentucky, I'd probably be more inclined to back them at home. You know, just as, you know, both teams obviously coming off a loss, but I think I'd like the spot a little bit more for Kentucky at home getting points. Again, sometimes KenPom and the market aren't actually as close as you might think. So I don't think Kentucky's going to be an underdog, actually. I think there's a pretty good chance that Kentucky's minus one and a half, and it's flipped, but we shall see. And then the final top 10 matchup on Saturday, Purdue at Wisconsin, Purdue minus one at Wisconsin, which I got to say, like, they are playing some damn good basketball, that Wisconsin team is. Purdue survives, obviously, earlier this week against Northwestern, took overtime, and they got 500 free throws. Purdue minus one, though. Are you feeling a win here by the Badgers, RJ?
You know, I'm not. I saw both these teams play Tennessee this year, and Tennessee went to Wisconsin and won by 10, and they got beat by Purdue. And it was a close game with Purdue, but Purdue beat them by single digits, but it was closer. It was like 9 points. I think Purdue wins this one. I know Wisconsin's played much better basketball since when I saw them early on in the season. But this, I just think we are looking at a Purdue, and we're thinking more along the lines of how are they going to do in March as opposed to what they are now. And I think they're a very, very good team. I think they're probably the best team. So I'm going to stay at Purdue. That's a low number. I'll take Purdue.
Yeah, and obviously, it's we shall see. I think I agree with you, though, especially with the way that Purdue is or isn't officiated. So that's kind of that's the hard part for me in terms of trying to, you know, if Edie's going to sort of get to the line every time and they, you know, people can't guard him just because of the whistle, then yeah, they're going to win a lot of games. All right. There are a few other games that aren't top 10 matchups that are interesting. RJ, number one, UConn at St. John's. UConn minus four, KenPom projected on the road. I will say, man, like, that feels short to me. That feels like a short number to me. I would be all over UConn if it's four.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's only four, I would probably be on it anything less than 7-5. Maybe even a little bit higher. I think UConn is – they're a juggernaut, man. They seem to have hit their stride, and we'll see them in March, dude. Like, they are ready. And then St. John's is not ready to win yet.
They're not. They have 9 new players from the portal. You know, eventually they'll get there. But, you know, I think every sports bettor probably has this, and UConn is that for me. I have put my hand on the UConn stove too many times. I was, like, unfortunately on the wrong side of them the entire NCAA tournament last year. I remember fading them against Arkansas. I faded them against Gonzaga. And then after they covered both those games, I was, like, stubborn as hell. I'm like, I'm going to fade them every game the rest of the way, and they're gonna eventually not cover. So I think it was, like, Miami took Miami. I got smacked down. And then whoever they played in the Final Four, maybe that was Miami. I can't remember. But I just faded them every game, including the championship game against San Diego State. And they just they bankrupted me, man. They bankrupted me. And so I was fading them again this year. And I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm not saying I'm going to bet on UConn every time. I'm never fading them again. Just not doing it.
Dude, they're a very good team. They've got everything you could possibly ask for out of a team that can make a run in the tournament. Like, there is nothing not to like about UConn. So, yeah, I if it's only 4, I can't imagine it is. I'm going to double that. Even if it's 8, I'll still take them.
Well, we talked about UConn, you know, maybe a month and a half ago when Chris was still with us, and we were talking about, like, everybody had their futures. And, you know, UConn is, like, to me, the most bankable team. I mean, in a year where it's like, okay, do we really trust Purdue in the tournament? No. Arizona's very streaky. I mean, UConn's still sitting around, you know, 10-1. What are they right now? I would like to know what their odds to win it all are.
They're good odds, man. They're good odds. When they have
Klingon in, plus 950. I mean, basically 10-1 on BetMGM. You know, like, when they have Klingon in the game and they have Tristan Newton, one of the best guards in the country. Again, anything can happen in a tournament. It's wacky. That's the way this stuff goes. But honest to God, I just don't know if there's another team that I believe in more than them right now. A couple others here. RJ, Auburn on the road at Ole Miss. Ole Miss coming off of a big win over Mississippi State at home. Auburn, in their rivalry, did lose to Alabama, but Auburn projected as a 6-point favorite at Ole Miss. Any interest in this game, RJ?
Yes. I love Ole Miss. I love Ole Miss in this one, man. Auburn has played a big barrel of nobody this year.
Yeah.
And they are – I know they've won. I know they've won big, and they might win this game. But Ole Miss, a good team. I think Ole Miss covers the 6-ish.
Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, I like Auburn, generally speaking. I truly do. But I just don't think it's a great spot. I don't think it's a great spot. And I will say for Ole Miss, you know, they kind of play the same way as Auburn plays, right? They're very guard oriented. Mm-hmm. I know Auburn does kind of play through Jahni Broome, but, you know, it's a lot of their guards, and that's what Ole Miss wants to do. What's the total here? 150. Give me the over too. Give me the over. That is going to be a shootout. That's like one of the underrated games that I'm looking forward to this weekend, because I know that they got a big win over Auburn. Alabama did, and they're leading the SEC, but I still think this is an Auburn team that's going to be heard from in the SEC when it's all said and done, and probably the rest of the country. All right, that's going to do it for us today here on BetQLU, this week's edition of the show. Appreciate everybody making us a very small part of their week. Hope you got some stuff here that can help you make some bets this weekend. And as always, we will be back next week talking all things college basketball. Find us on YouTube, on the Odyssey Sports page. Download the Odyssey app on Twitch. We are so easy to find. Catch us every week here on the BetQL Network. For RJ Choppy, I'm John Martin. Appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll see you next week.